turundusuudised .
Today's news come from a portal that is named or that is called Daily of the University of Washington, and that describes in a very simple way about branding basics, how it's been used in an international organization like ISEC. And and that the challenge was that the members of the organization actually didn't have a concise understanding about why the organization does what it does. And this was a good saying from their former vice president in ISEC in Belgium, that is now a Microsoft global brand manager, and he explained a bit. What are the main things what should be considered when doing a branding in a such diverse organization, and just it's not directly connected to the cultural field, but still about branding. What do you think about the article?
Yes, I was really pleased to read it through and found a common thought that I really pay attention in my branding projects and experience, that the essential role actually plays the culture. And talking about culture, that was this article was talking about these differences in different countries and traditions and nationalities and so on, especially talking about global branding and messaging and so on. And I found interesting that, of course, the culture has a lot of barriers in itself, the common understanding of values and languages and age gap and technology, too much information, tradition, and so on. And I thought that it was really unnecessary to actually work with the people. To work with employees and to work with these workers, to actually start from the point to see, yes, who we are and why we are here, you know. And this is in a way the method how I'm working in using organization development methods to find out more about culture itself, found out more about atmosphere in organization, and only then develop the brand or to think about how this brand is interacting with me. What also, there are two points that I found interesting in this article, that brands actually make culture. they are part of culture. And of course, if we don't understand these brands or we don't really know what they're standing for or their values, then of course they are just, as I was said, the neighbor next door. And I don't mean, maybe sometimes I go to that neighbor, but maybe I just leave it alone and I'm doing my work, but I cannot say even what connection I have to that brand. And the second thought was, what made me thought about, this was the case about global brand, but versus that, what actually local brand can do when it goes global. And this was a little reflection that I have to actually think of, because for global brands, of course, it's important to take in mind different cultures, different specifics of one country or another, or even multiply nationalities in organization. But for local brands, when it goes global, are the same things or not? So this is a little question that I have to a little bit sleep on. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For me, the article somehow was a good reminder that even the type of organizations that often don't define themselves as brands, and I think the same thing in the cultural field, where you say that there is a lot of organizations with a heritage, what people know from inside out, and they don't even think about the branding. And the same thing with ISEC, for instance, the student, kind of one of the probably most known student or global student organizations what we know. admit it might be that they really don't define it's part of the student life. You are there, you do a lot of things, but they don't even think about that the branding might be somehow important. And it was a good reminder to tell that, yeah, you actually have to do it. You have to have a concise understanding. And on the other side also, that with the current world, as everyone is competing mostly for leisure time, some brands compete for money as well. Means that the competition is just huge. You compete with different student organizations, you compete with pubs and shopping centers and parties and all kind of activities. And there has to be something why people choose you. Even if it used to be understandable for 30 years ago, it's changing and the world changing and people change, so you have to really remind it every single day why we are important.
Exactly. That is yes, I totally agree with you. That is the most challenging also field in cultural organizations, because you don't really say that you sell, let's say, one thing or one product. This is a really complex world, lots of services, lots of products, and actually, in our case, for example, when I came in museum, I thought, gosh, it's almost 1 million items in the museum. No, and I thought, how can I choose from these items, even segmented, or even make out the product that I could brand it, you know. And it was challenging. It was hard to understand this cultural organization, how it works, what it has, and the most challenge it was to actually mapping out all the brand ingredients what we can find in here. And especially, talking about also culture inside the organization, because people are usually, they are against new changes, you know. True. Yeah, that's true. They are afraid of if they will come next day, how we will look like, and why we should do this. And there are, for example, we are here 60 workers in museum, and I'm absolutely understand them. They are totally with different values, different point of views, and different even personalities in a way as they think about themselves. And then, as you said, where the brand comes, you know, are we the brand, or maybe we are just organizations who do this really valuable work in this field, and that's how we know, you know. But of course, the understanding of brand here was really challenging. Yeah, still working on it.
The work probably is never ending, I think.
No, it is true. Yeah.